Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today, we're on day two of our article all about White Fang. And yesterday, we were learning all about the childhood of this wolf dog. His name is White Fang, and he is learning very, very quickly about the law of nature, which is basically kill or be killed, eat or be eaten. It sounds very harsh, but that's the way it is, right?
That's right. He learned when he was a young man, or a young puppy, we should say, because, you know, at that time, his father, named One Eye, got in a fight with a lynx, and his father, One Eye, was actually killed by the lynx. Well, then his mother, Kitch, she then went and killed the lynx's kittens, and then the lynx came back to try to kill Kitch, but Kitch killed the lynx. So from all of this, White Fang learned that nature, the forest, the jungle, wherever it is out in nature that you live, it's a tough old world out there. And as Joe said, it's a matter of eat or be eaten, kill or be killed. So he's learning that to be a young wolf might be fun and exciting, but it's also dangerous and tough.
Well, let's find out what's going to happen to White Fang next as we continue with our story. Let's read through it, and then we'll be back.
Reading. White Fang. One day, while exploring the wild, White Fang stumbles upon an Indian village. He's afraid of the people there, and bares his teeth when a man tries to pick him up. The man gives the young wolf dog a name, White Fang. He tries to handle White Fang, but is bitten. The man hits White Fang, who cries and runs to his mother. Kitch finds her cub and the Indians, who recognize her as a wolf dog that belonged to a man of their tribe. The man, Gray Beaver, emerges from the gathered Indians and steps forward to retrieve Kitch. Although White Fang is fearful of Gray Beaver, he soon finds that he enjoys being pet by him. Thus, White Fang and his mother gradually begin adapting to the human world. After White Fang and Kitch are tied up, a group of village dogs attacks them. Before the dogs can harm White Fang and his mother, the tribesmen shoo the dogs away. White Fang realizes that humans are the ones who are able to create order among the dogs and wolves.
The article begins today by saying, one day while exploring the wild, White Fang stumbles upon an Indian village.
Ooh.
So he's out exploring the wild. He's just walking around on his four paws, having a look, seeing what's going on. Then he stumbles upon this Indian village. If you stumble upon something, it means you see something you did not expect to see, or find something you did not expect to find. So he just finds this Indian village. Indian, I guess, would be another word we use for Aboriginal, you know, the first people to live in an area. For some reason today, we still call them Indians. I guess it goes back to the Columbus days.
Yeah.
He was looking for India.
Right.
He actually landed in the Americas. He thought he was in India. So when he saw the people there, he said, oh, those are Indians. He was wrong, but we still sometimes call them Indians.
It's true. Sometimes today we try to use slightly better and more accurate terms.
Or politically correct PC.
Right. We say Native American people, perhaps, or First Nations people in Canada. That's one of the more popular terms these days. But yes, when we're thinking of Indians in this kind of story, we're like cowboys and Indians. Not people from India, not people who live in Delhi or Calcutta, but people from, you know, the original people from North America. And of course, yes, they lived in villages. The villages might have tents in them. They might have, you know, small wooden buildings. And of course, being a smart young wolf, it says White Fang is afraid of the people there because he knows people mean danger. People have guns. People might shoot wolves because they're afraid of them or they think the wolves are dangerous. So he's smart to be afraid of the people. So what does he do? He does what dogs will do when they try to scare you away. He bares his teeth. To bear something is to show something, to uncover something. So basically, you know, he's got those big teeth that dogs do, and you've probably seen this when a dog is unhappy, mm-hmm. when it's trying to warn you to stay away. It does that. It shows you its teeth because it's a scary thing for
you. That's
your,
a pretty good wolf growl.
Thank you. So he does that when a man comes over to try to pick him up. So I guess at this time, he's still quite young. He's still maybe, you know, a little puppy. Because
must
man,
be pretty small, because otherwise I don't think the guy would be like, oh, here's a big wolf, I'm just going to pick you up in my arms.
Exactly, but maybe the man thought, oh, he's so young, I'll take him home, make him my pet, but White Fang doesn't want that, so he scares the man or warns the man by baring his teeth. What does the man then do?
Well, before we get too far ahead, let's have a look at our shortcut for you, which is the phrase I was talking about, stumble upon, to find something unexpected. Let's go to that right now, and then we'll be back.
Shortcut for you.
Okay, Tim, go along this time.
Sure thing, Chris.
Oh, no! What is it? We stumbled upon an ancient object.
I'm not up on anything.
Stumble upon means to come upon accidentally or unexpectedly.
I have it. Stumble upon is 偶然发现.
Yes, we stumbled upon a valuable object.
No, I stumbled upon it.
No, we stumbled upon it.
I stumbled upon it.
We stumbled upon it.
I stumbled upon
it. We stumbled upon it.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase to stumble upon.
I stumbled upon a great hamburger restaurant last weekend.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to stumble upon.
I was walking down the street, hey, what's that? And walked over, it's a great little restaurant. What
something
a surprise.
Unexpected and tasty. Yeah. All right, well, before we left off for the shortcut for you, White Fang was baring his teeth.
That's
because
right.
This guy was trying to pick him up. So White Fang then, or the man, I should say, then gives the young wolf dog a name. He finally has his name, White Fang, because he was baring his teeth, showing his teeth, saying, you don't come near me. You just stay over there. I'll stay over here. You're a man. I'm a wolf. Let's not be friends.
Right.
But then the guy gives him a name, White Fang, based on his teeth. And he tries to handle White Fang. Uh-oh. Handle just means he's going to try to pick him up or touch him or pet him or something like you would. A pet dog, but he is bitten.
Uh-oh.
Chomps down on his hand with his teeth.
Well, he did bare his teeth. White Fang tried to warn him.
Yeah, he said, stay away, back off.
The man, being a human, is, you know, not the smartest animal, so he tries to touch him, gets bitten. This, of course, makes the man angry. I'm not sure why. White Fang didn't ask him to touch him. The man asked to be bitten, really. But anyways, the man gets angry. He hits White Fang. Maybe he kicks him or hits him with a stick or something like that. White Fang, of course, doesn't like that. He cries, and he runs to his mother. So he runs away from this dangerous man to try to, you know, find protection with his mother.
Yeah, runs home to mom. And then Kitch finds her cub and the Indians, who recognize her as a wolf dog that belonged to a man of their tribe. So, okay, now a new development in the story.
Interesting, there's a history there.
Yeah, it turns out that Kitch, she actually used to live with the tribe.
Right.
They recognize her. The people of the tribe, they recognize her. If you recognize something, it means you've seen it before. You know it, or you know a person, or you know something, and you say, oh, yeah, I'm familiar with that. I know that person. I know that thing. They know her, they recognize her as this wolf dog that belonged to a man of their tribe. Tribe is like a group of people. We often refer to First Nations people or Aboriginal people who live together in a group consisting of several families, perhaps. They all live together in the same area. We would call them a tribe. Mm-hmm. So it just means a group of people. So I guess Kitch used to live with that group or with that tribe.
Interesting. So she has sort of a past that's connected to these people in this native Indian tribe. The man, Gray Beaver, that's the name of this man, emerges from the gathered Indians and steps forward to retrieve Kitch. So it's like a reunion of old friends meeting this man who used to keep Kitch maybe when she was a young wolf. He steps forward, he gets to retrieve or to get Kitch. Now, although White Fang, this is all new for this young wolf, White Fang, right? He is fearful of Gray Beaver. He soon finds that he enjoys being pet by him, all right? So, you know, like a lot of, even as young kids meeting adults, they'll be a little shy, a little nervous. Who's this friend of mom or dad? I don't know this. You might be fearful. If you're fearful, you're scared. You're afraid of something. You are full of fear. Yes, exactly right. So he's a little nervous, a little afraid, but then he finds once Gray Beaver starts to scratch him and get him behind the ears and under the chin. Oh yeah, right there, right there. He enjoys it. He enjoys being pet or being touched in kind of a friendly way by this man, Gray Beaver.
And thus White Fang and his mother gradually begin adapting to the human world. If you adapt to something, it means you change yourself to suit your new surroundings. They used to live out in the wild where it was harsh, it was kill or be killed. Mm-hmm. Now they're moving into the human world where they get those nice chin scratches and food instead of having to go out and kill it yourself. It just appears before you in a bowl.
True.
So I guess they become more domesticated, more used to living among people.
Yeah, more like pets that we would know today. Now, after White Fang and Kitch are tied up, a group of village dogs attacks them. Oh, so there is a little bit of, you know, fighting going on inside the family, inside the tribe. I guess they're tied up maybe at night or maybe when the village people go off hunting or something, you know, as people will tie up their dogs when they're not at home sometimes. But that gives the chance for a group of village dogs to come over and attack them. Of course, they're tied up, so they can't really fight very well against these other village dogs who are maybe jealous of them. You know, you're the new guys. You're going to steal our food and get scratches from these people.
Yeah, sometimes dogs don't like other dogs coming into their area. They
say
they're what we call territorial, which means they like to be in control.
That's right.
Of a certain area, and if other dogs come in, they say, no. This is my territory.
Yep.
You go find your own piece of land or your own humans to scratch you under the chin and give you food. This is mine.
That's right.
So they come and they attack them. Now, before the dogs can harm them, harm means to hurt somebody or something. White Fang and his mother, the tribesmen shoo the dogs away. Shoo is a term that means to tell something, usually an animal, to go away. You say, it's like a word. It's like something we call an onomatopoeia.
Mm.
It's a word that is also a sound. So you say, shoo, 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 shoo.
Shoo, shoo, yeah.
Yeah, just like get out of here. It's like bang to describe like an explosion or crunch. The sound you make when you chew on a cookie or something like that. Shoo just means get out of here, go away.
So you could use that to get away, you know, to chase away a dog or a cat, or even, you know, we shoo a fly away, right? Or a fly lands on your picnic. You might wave your hand just to shoo it away, just to kind of chase it away, basically. Now, White Fang, he realizes that humans are the ones who are able to create order among the dogs and wolves. So White Fang is very smart. He's kind of watching the world, figuring out how things work. He realizes that humans, the people, are kind of the boss. They're in charge of not only the people, but the dogs. They bring order or create order among the dogs and wolves. Order is basically like rules and laws, making sure that everyone knows the rules, that if you break the rules, you get punished in some way. And of course, well, we create order in the world today, right? We have police and parents and things like that to
sort of rules.
Give us rules and whatnot. To create is to make, all right, to make order. So, for example, if your dad comes in and yells at you and your brother and sister for fighting, he is creating order. He's keeping things under control.
And that's how White Fang views humans now. Before, he was, as we said, fearful of them. He was afraid. He was scared. Now, they actually saved him from being attacked by this other group of village dogs that wanted to show them who was boss. People come in and shoo them away. So he said, maybe these people aren't actually so bad after all. They're keeping the peace.
Yeah.
Much like police officers or, I guess, soldiers or somebody would among people-to-people situations. So White Fang is learning about the world. He's learning a lot of different lessons so far, and I'm sure he's got much more to learn in the next installment of our article.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to take a short break here on English for You, and then we're going to come back with our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our chat question is about pets. We're talking about wolves and dogs, of course. These are the animals that we've met so far in White Fang. But this is only really one kind of animal that people will have as pets. There are many, many, many other types of good animals for pets. Joe, which animal do you think makes the best pet, and why?
All right, well, I've always been a cat person.
Oh, okay.
I have three cats at home.
Wow, that's a lot.
As of about, like, 2 months ago, I only had one.
What happened?
Babies. No, we rescued. My wife and I rescued cats off the street. We found one.
Really?
He was about, like, that big.
Oh, so cute.
Just a little kitten.
Tiny.
And he was all by himself on the street, and we were walking by, and we thought, we can't just leave him there.
Yeah.
We took him home, and we thought, okay, we'll raise him until he's big enough, healthy enough for somebody else to take him away.
Okay.
And then we couldn't do it. Couldn't send him on his
way. Oh, really?
No, he's too cute. He was too friendly.
Oh, so it wasn't because no one wanted him.
Nope,
it was
nope.
because you didn't want to
we
let him go.
We couldn't let him go.
You'd fallen in love.
Yeah, big time, big time. Mm-hmm. And then, just a few weeks.
So that's two now.
That's
but
two.
You said you had three.
Yeah, and then a few weeks later, basically the same thing happened again. A friend of ours.
Yes.
Rescued about six kittens off the street.
Okay.
Didn't have room for them all. We thought, again, okay, we'll take one in, keep it for a while.
Okay.
Adopt it out to a suitable family.
Huh.
Same thing happened. You know,
really?
We're suckers, really.
So if anyone out there has an animal
they don't want,
leave it in front of Joe's house. He'll take care
of it. Probably. It'll probably end up happening. I think three is enough. Cats are great.
Uh-huh.
The why,
yeah, that's
my
a good
answer.
Question. Why do you like cats compared to, you know,
dogs? Because they're
pretty
easy. I mean, they take care of themselves.
Oh, that's true.
You leave some food there. You say, there's your food.
Yeah.
There's your water. And the cat says, all right, I'm good.
Okay.
You know, I'm good.
True, you can kind of leave all day and the cat will be fine.
You don't have to take them for walks.
That's true.
You don't have to really do much of anything. You can give them a little pet, some attention once in a while, food, water. Done. So it's easy.
And I guess with three of them, they get exercise by kind of chasing each other around.
They do. They play with each other. So, I mean, even that. Like, of course, if you have one cat, you have to play with it, make sure it gets some exercise so it doesn't get really fat and lazy. But when you got three of them, they do that themselves, too. So,
That's true.
Super, super easy. What about you? What do you think is the best pet?
Well, I think you've said it all. I agree. Pets are tons of fun and a great way to learn about animals and nature. But I think cats, for me, are one of the best. Because, you know, living in the city, you don't have a big house, you don't have a big backyard. Dogs are great, but, you know, taking it to the park every day to go to the bathroom and exercise when it's raining or you're tired or it's early in the morning, it's not always convenient. So cats are great. I'm a big fan of fish.
Fish
I
are
like
good.
Fish. Very relaxing to watch fish. I had a bird a few years ago. That was a bad, bad mistake. Because birds start singing at about 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they get up early.
The sun comes up.
Yeah.
So I had a bird, and I took it outside to clean the room that the bird was living in, and I hung it out on the balcony. Well, it got out of the cage. It saw that huge blue sky and thought, I'm going there.
Okay.
And it ran away, and I have to admit, I didn't really try to catch the bird.
Well, it was free.
I was just like, oh, have fun. You
he's
know.
Done what he wants.
But
you know,
they're very beautiful, so they make good pets, too. I think it's really up to you. You
if
know,
you're a morning person.
What kind of person you are, where you live, how much free time you have. So what do you guys think? Which animal, which pet do you think would be best for you, and why? Have a chat about that.
White Fang. One day, while exploring the wild, White Fang stumbles upon an Indian village. He's afraid of the people there, and bares his teeth when a man tries to pick him up. The man gives the young wolf dog a name, White Fang. He tries to handle White Fang, but is bitten. The man hits White Fang, who cries and runs to his mother. Kitch finds her cub and the Indians, who recognize her as a wolf dog that belonged to a man of their tribe. The man, Gray Beaver, emerges from the gathered Indians and steps forward to retrieve Kitch. Although White Fang is fearful of Gray Beaver, he soon finds that he enjoys being pet by him. Thus, White Fang and his mother gradually begin adapting to the human world. After White Fang and Kitch are tied up, a group of village dogs attacks them. Before the dogs can harm White Fang and his mother, the tribesmen shoo the dogs away. White Fang realizes that humans are the ones who are able to create order among the dogs and wolves.
Vocabulary Review.
Bear. The dog bared its teeth and barked at anyone that walked close by. Recognize. I recognized an old classmate today while I was walking down the street. Tribe. There are many tribes of native people in North America, and each one is unique. Fearful. The stray cat was fearful of strangers and wouldn't let people get near. Create. Our boss created a new system for the office to make work easier.